Yo, 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 it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to the episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Season 7. Episode 129, de 129, 129, hey, let's go. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to an episode of Clear My Fitness Podcast. I'm your host. It feels good to be back. I'm the P-Dot Show. It feels good to be back. I'm so glad to be back. It's another episode that I get to come and I get to help motivate, inspire, and help change the narrative on things that need changing. But I always say I don't want to change your mind, but I would just love to give you an idea. So as long as I can give you an idea with something, we can build, we can grow, and we can go many, many places we haven't gone before. So today's episode is called Day 355 of 365. I'm almost there. Day 355 of day 365. I'm almost there. Okay. Today's episode is, I was just inspired to do this episode for numerous reasons. As many of you know, and those who don't, today is day 355 of my year-long run streak. And one of the things that I'm very appreciative of is the ability to be disciplined, highly motivated, and just overall just being able to put my best foot forward in everything that I do, even though things take time. And I'm very understanding of this process of things taking time and you having to prepare yourself for what you're asking for. Remember last week when I was saying, you know, when you ask God for things and you want them instantaneously. And one of the problems that we have is that sometimes prayers may come instantaneously because we have put up enough reps in those prayers and enough reps in our everyday process of learning how to do better. Right. Sometimes prayers may take a little longer because we're not prepared for what we're asking for at the present moment. I'm pretty sure people who have gone to school and they say, if I could have just asked for a degree ASAP and just would have got it with a snap of a finger, it would have done that. But it's a reason why they give you a certain duration, because it takes time. Everything takes time and it's going to take as long as it takes. So with that being said, when you have these opportunities to be better and get what you've prayed for, then that's when you start to understand that this is a consistent process of being consistent. I always say I want to be consistently consistent in everything that I do. So if you can be disciplined and create a habit where you do it for longer than 21 days, because it takes 21 days to form a habit, good or bad. So how many reps are you going to build up in order for you to be wherever you want to be in life? Because if a person wants to bodybuild, they're going to go do reps, and it's called repetition. They will do the same thing because they want a certain result. But when they want different results, they'll kind of like amend what they're doing in order to get to another level. It's all about progression, upward mobility. You should always want to be better than who you were yesterday. And a lot of times we get so comfortable in what it is that we do is that when anytime life might hit us with something different, we don't know how to react to it. But all in all, if you give yourself the preventative maintenance, as far as surrounding yourself with the right amount of people, surrounding yourself with the right type of energy, you'll be in a different spot. But most of us are comfortable, and when you're comfortable, you stay exactly where you're at. And then you see where other people may progress in life, and you see what they're doing, and you are motivated by it, but you're not motivated enough to actually put in the work and get the change that you actually want. I'm very appreciative, guys. I'm very appreciative because 355 days of consistent running is not an easy feat. I know I said it last week, you know, 348 days wasn't easy either, but it really comes to a point where you have to put everything behind you and just keep going forward. So mine is running. Yours may be school. Yours may be where you work at currently. You know, it may be where you want to go somewhere different in your life. No matter what it is that you want to do, you have to be able to be consistent and make the necessary changes that it takes in order to get to where you want to go. I always say, I don't want to change your mind, but listen, I will give you ideas. So whatever you do with those ideas are for you. I've seen certain things where I don't have to go down that road anymore because I've been there, I've done that, and I'm here to help the next person who may have trouble around that corner. They may have trouble trying to find their way. And not to say that I know everything, but we can get there together and we can grow and do places and go places that we haven't been before. I was reflecting on my run today. Like I said, today is day 355 of 365. I'm almost there. And when I came up with the title today, While Running, it hit me because to know that I'm really, truly, honestly dedicated to something for the first time in my life where I'm just like, there's no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. I made it. There was just non-negotiable. No matter what had happened in my life, you know, I made a vow to myself that I was going to get up every day, no matter what, and I was going to run every single day. And just like the next person, I've had my days where I don't want to do it, but I know I'm counting on myself, and there are many other people who count on me. And I give testament to my girls because they inspire me to be better. They inspire me to do better every single day. Every day that I get better is another opportunity for me to be better as a father to them. They are truly my world. Even when I talk about them, I just get this unattainable joy, unimaginable joy, where it's like it doesn't feel real. But when I look into their eyes and I see the smiles and I understand that my purpose has been given power, so I give power to my children and I empower their purpose, and we're moving together in unison, because there's no greater love than where it is from a parent to a child, in my opinion. And being that force, that go-to person that my girls can go to, it's an amazing feeling. And being a girl dad has opened my eyes up on many levels. I had a soft spot because of my sisters and my mother, and I love them dearly, you know, and we all may have times where we don't see eye to eye on things, but if you start at the basis, the premise is this, that my love goes in many different ways and we have many different emotions every single day. But as long as you never lose sight of what's in front of you, and you never lose sight of who's actually there and who cares and who grows with you, because you can love someone, but they may not love you enough to change what it is about them that needs for you to have them around any more than what they are. Listen to me very closely. Before you get caught up in saying, well, no, this person is what I need, it's not necessarily what you need, it's what you want. The necessities in your life must come first. So it may be self-care. I go to the nail salon because that's a form of self-care. I like looking good. I like smelling good. I buy colognes. I buy nice clothes because I don't work this hard to stay the same. You know, I look at myself as a person who everything that I do is calculated. And then it's in a way to just bring attention to what the real messaging is. Like, I love the fact that people say, hey, you know what, you look nice and everything. But there was a dark time where I did not love myself. I did not want to dress good. You know, I did not want to present myself in a way to please other people. I still don't want to please people, but I didn't think I was a people's person. So as I reflected today on my run, I thought about, you know, just some of the people that you may have in your life that you can't afford. Some people you just can't afford. You know, when businesses and teams, I always go back to sports analogies, but sometimes you can't afford the people who drain from you. Like, if you gave every person in your life a bank account and you told them to manage their money in this account, and this is the energy that you possess with me, if they continue to make withdrawals and no deposits, then you probably need to reevaluate the relationship that you have with this person. Listen to me very closely. Don't get caught up into what the title is. Get caught up in what the energy goes. Because where your focus goes, your energy flows. E.T. said it best. So if you're only focusing on when you guys are together and you're focusing on the negatives, you're not speaking life into each other. I told you, your ears are always listening. So when you say certain things and you do certain things, even if you feel as if that's not what you really want to do, or that's not how you really say things and feel, your brain is listening to these things as commands. It's just like your phone. If you put your phone in your hand and you give it a command, it's going to do exactly what it said, what you said, right? So your brain does the exact same thing. It's the most important computing process that you actually have. It's bigger than iOS. It's bigger than Android. It's bigger than any operating system that you can think of. Yeah, I know it's getting to a point where AI is taking over and doing certain things, but you still got a mindset that this is the real world. This is the real life. So like I said, give people a bank account in their life. So when it comes to you and a person that you deal with, act like the bank account has money in it, but that's your energy. And if this person constantly, and it's fine if they can make a withdrawal, but they put back what they took. So if you need my energy, you need me to, you need to vent, you need to do, get these things out in your life. I understand that, but I can't give my girls any less than what I gave when I first started. If I start the conversation off at 100%, I need to be able to give my girls 100% again. I can't talk to you and then you drain me 30% of me, and now I'm giving my kids 70% of me. They don't deserve 70% of me. They deserve 100% daddy at all times. So think about the people in your life. They deserve 100% you, but you're not giving 100% to yourself. You're giving it to other people, and they're just like leeches. They're going to drain you until they can find another host. And then that's what you're going to do. If they don't have any more, you're letting people overdraft in your life that just take it from you, and not, they got overdraft fees, and you just keep paying it for them. Why you keep paying their overdraft fees? They've already drained you enough. That relationship has run its course. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to completely talk to them ever again, but I told you, I have a cafeteria mentality. We can be in the same room. We just don't have to eat at the same table. So the amount of time that I used to give you, I don't need to give you anymore, because you're getting overdraft fees now. You didn't want the protection plan. I tried to give you ways in order how to deal with me and how we can grow together, but you weren't interested in that. So since you're not interested in overdraft protection, I'm not interested in having you continue to overdraft on our relationship. Let's go. Come on. Like, you got to treat it just like that. So day 355, I did a lot of thinking today. Too many people were making withdrawals from me, and I was making withdrawals from people. I was just as guilty. But when you come to the realization, what you got to do different, then do different. Don't continue to go down this rabbit hole when you know you can do better. If you can always do better, do better. Do good, but always want to achieve and assess better. I'd rather have a small win than a big loss any day. John always said that. You got to think about this thing real quick. As I was running today, I said, you know how many times that you could have been dead and gone right now? It's like, dude, July 20th, 2008, 2 o'clock in the morning, I told you I got shot. Shot at 9 times. But got hit once, almost hit my main artery. And I thought about that. I said, dude, you realize you're almost at 1,000 miles right now. You got permanent nerve damage in your left leg, and you don't use that as an excuse not to do what you need to do? Come on. Let's go. I don't just do this just for everyone else. I do this for me. I do it for Patrick. I told you, I get manicures and pedicures for me. I go to the barbershop every week because of me. I love me first. It's cool that you like it, but it was the time I didn't like myself. So I don't need to seek validation from other people. It's about me. You should be about you. Then we can be about we, and we can go places we've never been before, because it's all about unity, community and the unity, unity and community. Let's go. Listen to me very closely. You got to reposition some of the people in your life. Like E.T. said, that's my sister, but she drains you. That's my cousin. I love them. Well, that they draining you. And just like he said, if they drain you, then they got to pay you. You can pay me back in my energy. You don't have to be monetized, but just think about what I'm saying to you. If you drain me, you need to be getting paid for the drain. E.T. said that. If you make $20,000 every time you go to work, then they need to be talking. Because if you're taking me away from my family, you're taking me, I got to pay my family. That's how I give to my girls. That's how I give to them. I have to pay my tithes to them. They come first. So I can't have people overdraft in my relationship. They can't do that. And especially if you don't want the overdraft protection, where I've already given you the full warning that I won't let you drain me any more than what you can or what you think that you could, because that's over with. It's the reason why the banks have overdraft protection, because they like, look, we know that you go over your limit. But if we don't govern you, you will continue to go down, down, and deeper, deeper in this ditch, and you won't get yourself out of it. I did a lot of thinking today. Day 355, let's go. I've gotten up every single day. I got permanent nerve damage in my leg. Let's go. I got a hernia. I had a hernia in my groin. I have a synthetic mesh that bothers me every single day, but I make no excuses. Let's go. Come on. Your boy had colon cancer. As many times I could have been out of here, but on day 355, I said, let's go. I got up this morning. I'm in my right mind. I have the activities of my limbs. Let's go. Listen to me very closely. Every day you get up is a day that you can be better and you can change what's best for you. Let's go. Come on. Don't be scared to do that. You beat fear by showing up. Only thing stronger than fear is curiosity. And if you're curious enough to do better, then do that. Stop letting people overdraft that relationship with you. Put that protection plan on there. If you get down to zero, then that's on you. I started you with $1,000. I started you with $2,000. I started you with $10,000. I even refinanced our relationship. I took another look, and it doesn't cut. So I gotta cut you loose. I'm using terminology so I can help you understand what I'm saying to you. when I thought the price was just too much, I refinanced. I said, let me refinance this relationship. Let me see where I can go, and let me see if we can build it up so we can make this better. Just like with a house. If you get a house at a certain percentage, you say, you know what? The rates that came down, I'm going to refinance so I can get more on my return. Refinance some of these relationships that you have. Take another look. Day 355, let's go. I'm almost there. You don't understand until you just put yourself out there in the world. Put yourself out there where you can be better. I told you, laying in the hospital bed 3 times woke me up. I couldn't do it anymore. It's like, Pat, you want different, but you're not doing anything different. You're doing the same thing that got you here. Come on, let's go. I love you enough to tell you. And I love myself enough to hold myself accountable, even when I don't see it initially. I love y'all, man. Today is day 355. I'm very happy. I had announced that it would be a run like two or three weeks ago, that I said I would be doing a run on my 365th day. I will be doing a run. It will be held at Vollmer Trail in Madison, Illinois, 12/31/23. So that's New Year's Eve at 10 a.m. Come out, show your support for me. God's will, I will be at about 997 miles by December 30th. So on the 31st, I plan on running a 5K. And if it's God's will, which I know his will be done, and I've prayed for this because I've put forth the effort every single day. I've asked for this. I've asked for the consistency, the discipline, just to be overall a better person. I've asked for this. So since I've asked for this, God has given me opportunities to where I can show and prove what I've asked for, and I'm deserving enough to get what I got. And then some. My mom says nothing can come to a closed hand and nothing can leave it. So if you have your hand out, God will continue to send an overflow of blessings. I truly believe that. So with that being said, y'all, just know that I love you, and there's nothing that you can do about that. It's an amazing thing. This is day 355. Day 355, man. This is an amazing thing. I'm so appreciative of just everyone who has shown me any love, any support. If you ever shared this podcast, you ever shared any of my videos, my running videos, I thank you. I love you. It's nothing that you can do about that. Just continue to be who you are, but continue to want to learn, be better, and grow, and we can build. Because if we're doing that, there's no stopping us. There's no stopping. There's no telling what we can do if we come together and build and grow. We have to get out of this mindset that it's just about us. It's about community. It's about us, about loving each other. It's about us coming together and praising God and just having a better understanding of life. You know, communication can solve a lot of things, but you got to be able to communicate first. So with that being said, know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And it's nothing. And I mean nothing that you can do about that. This is day 355. I'm almost done with my race, my run streak, I mean. And I'm just very happy and excited about everyone who has shown me any love, any support, in any capacity, where it comes to the show, the run, the races I've done this year. I'm just very happy, and I'm very appreciative. And I just want to let you all know that. And from the bottom of my heart, I love you. I love you. I love you.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.